client, Brian, whatever he dreams happens. So he gets mad at someone who drives by him on the highway, and he curses them. Then they die 20 minutes later. How could he affect their world?
He doesn't affect their world. He's noticing from a dream state someone else's coming reality. In your dream state, Bob, someone who is going to suicide themselves can be laid out in your dream state completely.
Right, in his dream, and then he says something, they will be affected by it because 50% is being provided by them because they're suicidal, and the other pushing them over the edge, 50%, is caused by Brian's irking anger at them.
No. No, it's showing up already in the dream, and then it shows up in the dream. His reality is a dream, Bob.
It shows up in his, what, the death of the car? With,
yeah, the death of the person.
He didn't even know this happened, so how does it show up? He didn't know he did this. It didn't enter his mind.
Really?
So he found out about someone dying and didn't know that he triggered it.
He didn't trigger it.
Okay, here's the scene. He's driving on a truck. Someone cuts him off. He swears at them. It's all in his dream.
Right.
That person dies a little while later in their car crash. Now, that happened because the person was suicidal, but they made the mistake of irritating Brian.
No, why is it a mistake for them? They were going one way or the other. Brian didn't have anything to do with whether or not they suicide. Brian is showing up in his dream.
What's showing up in his dream? He did not know that
they died.
He didn't know they died, is what I understood.
We were trying to explain to you, what if you had a dream about Lech Krasinski crashing in his airplane?
Okay, I have a dream. I dream it.
You dream that. If you dream it Friday night in your dream world and you wake up and you look at your Looky box and then you go, oh, Carolyn, I had a dream about this, and they really pissed me off, and I cursed them, and they died. Would you then say that you caused Lech Krasinski's death and his cabinet of all of Poland? Would you take responsibility for their demise?
I would not announce it, but I would say I did it. And that's what you're saying is the case in Brian's life.
What we're saying is if that's the case, you can say that if you want to, but that's not how it works. It can show up in your Bob's dream state and then show up in the physical waking state of looking at your Looky box and breathing and living and not asleep. And it can validate what's going on, but still doesn't mean that your thought, your dream, caused the demise of another.
We
certainly can link them up so you can know that that happened.
But wait a minute. You were saying I didn't necessarily cause it.
It's not necessarily you didn't cause it.
But in Brian's case, he did cause it.
But from a dream state, it's just lining up with what their experience is going to be anyway, because in your dream state, you're not judged by your creation.
Okay, you know, we got that point, and that brings to this question. I find out on the Looky box that the guy Black died. Brian, I'm assuming, didn't even know the guy who drove by died. Unless you're saying Brian didn't read it in the paper.
Maybe, maybe not, because that was his question of how powerful was his dream world. And he's not giving any attention to it.
There are cases that he never found out that the guy that he swore at died.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he didn't know what happened. But did he cause it, or did he have
No.
He didn't cause it because the other person lied, but he was a factor for the other person.
He recognized it in his dream state.
We're trying to find out what it means. I've told friends that there's this guy who he swears that someone drives by him on the highway. That person crashes from about 2 miles down the way. That's what I understood was imparted to Brian a couple weeks ago.
And why would you share this to everyone?
Not to everyone, to my circle of confidants.
Okay. Well, then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they don't even understand it. They don't believe it. But I'm just saying.
You might as well just be talking to
But this is, I'm telling you how I say it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to correct it. But as we correct it, let's figure out what you mean.
Well, you missed it the first time.
Yeah. So I don't have any problem missing it because we haven't.
Okay. The dreams are showing up in Brian's world.
No, he's dreaming.
His life is a dream, Bob.
Right. So now we're not talking about that level.
Right. So his cognizant waking moments are a dream. We're saying the world, the reality. reality that he's calling his riding down the road reality is a dream. And when he goes to sleep, that's what's real.
Oh, when he goes to sleep, which is a puzzling thing we haven't gone into, is it real because he goes back to where the world he's in? He goes back to the other world?
No, it's just upside down.
To say it's real means that his wife, ex-wife, didn't know he was sleeping and experienced him having dinner in the kitchen. Is that what you mean?
Correct.
Is he dreaming that he's having dinner with his wife in the kitchen?
If he is in this world, yes.
What's that mean, if he's in this world? That's another factor.
You go to bed at night and you go to sleep.
Yeah. And Carolyn does not get up and talk to me. I'm not walking around the house. It sounded like Brian, he had a sleep, and he'd be walking around from his wife's point of view and engaging with her. Is that what happened?
That is what's happening. When he gets in his truck and he's driving, that's when he's asleep. When he gets into his truck and goes to bed, that's when he's awake.
It's basic flipping. Okay, so we can see Brian. We interact with Brian.
Have you seen Brian?
No, but the people who he delivers trucks for, you know.
No. How does he know?
Okay, you're saying no one knows Brian exists.
No, we're not saying that.
Whoever fucking experienced him, whoever they are, you said that he does exist for some people. Those people, what they're interacting with is Brian. He's asleep. If I interact with Brian, I'm someone who met him, and I'm assuming he went to school, teachers interact with him. They interacted with someone who they didn't know was sleeping.
Yes, they did. They said you're a goof off and and yet you get me making.
Yeah, but they didn't. He's walking around. He's playing baseball, you know.
And?
You know, he's functioning. He's not laying in his bed from our perspective, from the teacher.
Correct. But when he is laying in his bed, that's what you would call awake.
And what is he experiencing when he's in bed?
Being awake.
And driving trucks and playing baseball and all that stuff?
Like what you would call a dream state.
When he's asleep, that's the life he's recording.
That's correct.
And that's why his log is all screwed up.
Exactly. It's how these thousands of miles get by and don't get on the log. And one day later, he's 1,000 miles further down the road and his quill comes.
His log.
Can't keep up with him.
What can't keep up with him? Just to get the words.
The computer, the comm, right. The NCAP comm.
Gotcha. Just the computer. When he
it tracks where he is.
When he's sleeping, he's actually, in his mind, driving the truck and arriving and making the delivery.
Talking to you and engaging in cash flow.
But for those guys in this world, know he's driving a truck, and his log, where how he thought he delivered the stuff, will not match with me and the trucking people. And that's why he always had to change it and adjust it to their reality, even though he never understood what.
And that's why they quit checking his Qualcomm, because
it was always fucked up all the time. It was always made no sense from their perspective.
His truck would be 1,000 miles from where he is.
Okay, but
all
no.
Day,
I'm a guy, I'm tracking Brian. Jesus, he got to L.A., but does he report to them?
The computer tracks him.
Oh, okay. So the computer shows
that he is at the Twain in St. Louis. And really, 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 he says he's in Kentucky.
He doesn't call in. He fills out a form.
Well, he just punches the thing, the load's delivered, and it gives him his next load.
He arrives in L.A., and he punches in or something, registers in their computers.
Yep.
But he says he writes a log.
He has to keep an independent log for his travels, for what he's doing, because he can only drive 10 hours a day.
So you got two systems.
Right.
He logs what he does to prove that he did it.
No, to prove that he's maintaining safe driving on the road.
He is following an external outer kingdom's reality. And all the time, he must report that. And does he send it by email?
No. He just keeps the log so the highway patrol stops him or in a way.
Oh, okay. He never shows it to anybody. He has established that. His personal log. But I think you said he keeps changing his personal log to match with the...
No, that's what he said. He has to keep changing his log because it never seems to work out. So he budges it. He'll gain...
Yeah, but how does he find out it doesn't work out? Because he reports in and they tell him, hey, you were supposed to be in Salt Lake City. You know, I'm trying to establish where the disagreement begins.
The disagreement is that you cannot travel 2,000 miles in a truck in 10 hours worth of experienced time.
So the computer is showing that he's doing the impossible. In his experience, yeah, prove it. In his experience, he took 5 weeks to get there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
3 days, whatever. Not the miraculous level. In his experience, he went his whole thing. His log shows that.
He fudges his log.
Why would he have to fudge his log? That means he talked to somebody and they told him.
No. He'll look and go, wait a second. I was here. It's 10 hours of my time has elapsed.
Are you saying that he gets befuddled by the speed?
Speed and this lost time.
He gets befuddled, and when he shows up in L.A. in 10 hours, which is impossible for most humans, he knows it's 10 hours, and he can't figure out why it is.
So he fudges it over the last 3 days to make the thought book work.
He fills it out.
And adjusts it accordingly.
But the thing is, there's all this dream thing in his reality. He has to fudge it means something external to him has impinged on his reality here in 10 hours. How did he find out that he got there in 10 hours?
He pushes the button that he's delivered the load, and he's got another load ready to go. Well, he's 3 days early to pick up the other load.
What tells him he's 3 days early?
The Qualcomm in his truck.
Oh, he doesn't go and punch in at the warehouse. It's all happening within his own van.
In his truck.
He goes someplace in Hans and delivers something. Here comes Brian. He's delivering 500 carpets. Okay, we got him, Brian. Okay, you came in here and this and that, and I type it in. That's me. Now, Brian will notice that the guy's saying that I'm saying it's Wednesday, and Brian thinks it should be
not quite that way. When he drops it off, then he's ready for the next load. Well, what, his forwarder then scrambles to find him a load because he's early. The other load isn't ready yet. Well, it was supposed to be ready because he didn't want it deadhead back. That's driving a truck with nothing in the trailer. That's
so he gets irritated. Hey, again, the load ain't ready.
They get him up, and they've done this enough now.
And they tell him you're early, and he's thinking he's not early, correct?
Or they tell him, say, okay, that load not ready, but this load here is.
But he's always having these problems of connecting with people.
Those were his words.
He does his job, and there's always a problem.
He's always ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Okay, so when he's sleeping, what is the content of him when he's sleeping in this world?
It's just the opposite of what you do, Bob.
There's someone who lived with him. Did you ever see Brian lying down and sleeping?
Sure.
So she would see him sleeping. When she saw him sleeping, what was he actually perceiving he was doing?
He was awake.
And doing things with her. When he's dreaming, he's experiencing or interacting with his wife. But his wife thinks he's sleeping. Got that. Then Brian wakes up, and he's walking around. When he is not asleep, do we see him?
Yeah.
So his wife sees him. In her terms, he's walking around.
And what he's what is he, about that?
What's he experiencing there?
Living.
Is he interacting with her?
Yeah.
That means he's always interacting with her.
No, Bob, it does not.
His wife's interacting with him, and she doesn't know that he's actually sleeping. Right? I'm interacting with Brian. He's actually sleeping, but I don't know if he's interacting with me.
Right.
When Brian wakes up in his terms, his reality, wakes up, and he starts talking to me, will I experience that?
No.
Because if I did experience it, that meant I experienced him when he was sleeping in his reality, and when he was awake, that means I would never see him sleep.
Correct. And then
but that's not the case. When we interact with him on a reading, is he dreaming in his term? Is he sleeping?
Yeah, he's asleep.
Ah, okay. Well, that's amazing. So we're talking to the dreaming Brian. I'd be tempted to announce that a tailgate that Brian has a question, but Brian doesn't know he's asking this question. That's the point. When he's dreaming and we're experiencing him, he doesn't know he's having the reading. Unless the content of his dream, in the dreaming of his life, not the big dreaming, but the dream within the dream, which you say doesn't exist, but has he ever dreamt that he had a reading with Ion?
No. Stop just a minute. This is easy. This isn't difficult. This has already been laid out. You didn't get it. You still didn't get it. You're still not getting it. And we got to get you to the point where you have any semblance of possibility of getting it right here, right now. What Brian said with the relationship with his wife was that she never connected with me.
We know that Brian didn't connect, so why are you bringing that up?
The reason they didn't connect is when he thought he was asleep, he was really awake.
From her perception, he was awake and functioning with her.
Her perception has nothing to do with what his perception was. When Brian would be asleep, that's when he was awake. When Brian was awake, when he was actually asleep. So the anomaly for Brian was and still is, there's no connection. You can't connect.
That's an anomaly for him, but it involves other people, like his wife. His wife is experiencing him as sleeping and awake and walking around, eating dinner with her and sleeping. Okay, can we establish that?
They never connected for him.
That's right, because when he, see, we heard Brian do a reading. It was real for us. There was a real Brian there. We heard him talk to Ion, and I talked to him after, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is real in our physics. We're experiencing him, but he's not experiencing us. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? He's not experiencing us the way we're
experiencing. Except in the aspect of, as it is but a dream.
Okay, but see, that's the next point. I'm asking, is he getting any glimpsing of the reading happening? In any condition
yes.
He's in.
Yes, he is, but then...
Because he's asleep? What is that? Is he asleep?
Yes.
Look, we interacted with Brian.
And Brian couldn't stay focused in the reading. He'd lose himself.
Because he was sleeping. Okay.
Good.
In his dream content, was he experiencing the reading?
Yes.
When we interact with Brian, he's dreaming that he's interacting with us. But to him, it's a dream, and when he wakes up, it's not real.
Somebody cuts him off, and he says, damn you, wish you'd eat shit and die, and then they do.
And that implies if we irritate Brian, if we were suicidal, we'd get affected. But we're trying to get the base one. When he's dreaming, let's see if you agree with this. We interact with Brian. The guy is experiencing us, but he's asleep in his context, okay? Okay. He wakes up, and he calls me. Does he get me?
Yes.
And I talk to him.
Yes, and you think it's awake Brian, and Brian thinks it's awake Brian, but it's really asleep Brian.
Oh, okay, and that's not a problem for me. I'm talking to Brian. It's always real. It's a problem for Brian.
Not a problem for Brian. He's doing great.
So if he dreamt that he had a reading, he thinks he just dreamt it, so it didn't happen. We can't even establish whether Brian knows he had a reading with Ion.
Yes, Brian, as long as he's asleep. He knows he had interaction with Ion.
But that's just a dream to him.
Correct.
Why does he think his dreams are real?
Well, he doesn't know the difference.
If I dream I did something with somebody, let's say...
You do not know the difference.
No, I'm going to dream. I dreamt I went to Peru with Steve. I wake up and tell Steve, in a dream, we went to Peru. He says, well, that's nice. I didn't go there, blah, blah, blah. But you're saying, if I'm Brian, I'll call up Steve. Hey, I dreamt we went to Peru. And Steve said, yeah, we went to Peru.
Mm-hmm. Or it might be as easy as, hey, Bob, I got your message and I was returning your call. Thanks so much for calling. Or if you could be careful and spill hot tea on your arm and can't remember that it was a dream.
Okay, a while ago I got the impression that when he's dreaming, he doesn't know he's dreaming. Now you're saying he has this reading with us. I experienced a reading with Brian.
Were you awake or asleep?
I was awake in my my reality.
Well, Brian was asleep.
But the point is he was dreaming it and was aware of it. And apparently it didn't happen. If he wakes up, he says, oh, I dreamt I had a reading with you, Bob. Is that what he would say to me? He'd say, Bob, I had a dream that I had a reading with you.
His ever-conscious dream state is the only reality he knows that's real.
That seems to me, the meaning of those words is that he's always awake.
No, because when he goes to sleep, that's when he wakes up.
But it's all within a dream.
No, it is not. In this world, his... dream time and awake time are proportionately inverted.
This whole world, his whole life, with inversions inside it, is a dream. Do you agree with that?
Just like Puck.
Just like what?
Puck.
What's that?
Shakespeare, Puck.
I understood that Brian is dreaming this whole thing, and in a way, his whole life here ain't real.
No, Bob. Okay. You're awake right now. How do you know?
I don't know where I am, and that's...
Okay. So if you can accept that, because you don't, how do you know you're not asleep right now?
I know. Okay, let's go back to Brian's...
All right. So, but you're not dreaming all the time.
Don't bring in me. I'm trying to establish the reality of Brian. Here's what I thought you were saying, that Brian is in another world, a parallel world. I don't know if he's lying in bed or playing baseball or doing something, but he is dreaming his whole life here. I don't know what condition. Like his mind is over there in the other world. His body's over there, and he's dreaming this. Now, clarify what's wrong, limited, about those images. Of
he never said he was from a different world. He's in this world, but his dream state and his awake state are backwards. That's all.
And what's that got to do with the fact he's from another world?
Nothing.
So he's not from another world?
This world that he's in right now is the world he started in, but he's completely upside down.
Why is he upside down?
Because of his parallel world travels.
Oh, he's got parallel.
He started here. He's been to other worlds. He came back here, and he got it upside down. Backward.
We've been saying it for weeks. Brian's a guy who is dreaming this experience here.
Right, he is, that's right.
And many people project their parallel world, that's their base, a parallel world. They project into here, and then they go back to parallel world. Brian got stuck for 40
right.
years.
And he could, and he could.
So he got stuck, but let's...
He got
what,
stuck coming
he,
back home.
Yeah, but question. Mm-hmm. What are these people who project into this world... Their base, I assume, is in another world, and they project in this world.
No, you're assuming. You can't assume.
Yeah, that's right. We're, all this thing is an assumption because it's hardly real.
It's real for Brian.
There's a lot of slippage going on. There are people who start in other worlds. You agree with that statement? They're born in other worlds.
Brian didn't know.
Okay. We thought he did. Okay. We thought he lived in another world. He started in another world.
He did.
We thought he started in another world.
Okay.
That he had no... substance or origins here. You're saying that's not true. He did have his origins here.
He did travel as a baby.
Did he have his origins here? I mean, we're just trying to establish where
he
the...
started here in this plane of existence.
When did that happen?
Okay, we'll bring Brian in. Now, Brian, I'm actually getting something here. I did not know at that time... that no one had ever slept in history, right? You're always going to other worlds when we think we're sleeping. I live here, I go to sleep, I go to another world. If someone was watching me and could go be in both worlds, they'd experience me here and over there. It comes down, that's the simple thing. He's just talking about someone who's doing normally. You go from one world to another, but you somehow got this flipped upside down. That's the extra problem or disconnect feeling you get. But if I just take it on face value that you're just going here and there, we call it sleeping, but you're actually going to another world, I can sort of get that. I don't know if it's true or not, but Ion is stating it. If I accept what Ion is saying, it kind of makes sense. You see what I'm saying? I'm sort of getting that point right now.
There's actually several dynamics. When I was listening to it this time, I was thinking about some of the things that was said in my private session versus what he's saying now. You got to understand, this is early Ion, right? So we're
3.5 years ago.
Right. And especially for me, this is all brand new. I don't even know what the hell's going on. Really.
You don't know nothing.
And Ion's dropping all this. He's just dropping all this on me because I asked for it, remember? But he's dropping on this, and then it's how you ask certain questions, and then you're going to get answers. For example, in my private session, another aspect to this, there was actually another me in another world that we got to talking about because, let's say, somebody might have asked a question. Well, when he answered it, that there was another me in another world, well, then that gets confused. That gets all tangled up. But then there's the me in this world that travels to another world, but that's separate from another me in another world.
Every one of us has other aspects, other versions of ourselves, so there's that factor.
Right.
Now, I remember on a tailgate way after, after we stopped being there, but I heard on the recording, Tina and somebody else, Pam, reported one night, you got talking to them, and you were a totally different person. Do you remember that story about you? I heard the recording. You're acting really, quote, childish. You won't go into any topics. They're asking you stuff, and you're just being insolent. That definitely wasn't the regular Brian, and that is on the recording. And I heard about it, and I went and listened to it. I wasn't there live. And they took it as not you. The other guy came through. So, if you don't remember that, that's not relevant, but just on the record, that did seem to happen. You did create that impression in others, that the other Brian was there on tailgate acting very odd. Okay, you don't remember any of that.
I'm not aware of things happening exactly as you're saying them. However, there are many things, many anomalies that I just can't explain that I've noticed myself or that I've noticed others, the way that they interact with me, that something's very different, very odd.
Okay,
right?
Is Ion wrong in saying, did you ever experience, in your experience of knowing, going thousands of miles in 10 hours and it was impossible? Did you personally ever notice that?
No, I never noticed that. However, I did have anomalies that I couldn't necessarily explain, but never 1,000 miles.
Right. No,
like,
not dramatic. A couple of 100-mile incidents or something.
Yeah, that freaked me out. And it could be that it so violates the labyrinth that you won't allow the experience to be...
Yeah. You only allowed yourself to have 100-mile excerpts.
Right. And I got to thinking about the way he says that, because in the beginning, he's letting us engage the whole time thing, right? And see, now I'm thinking about what he's saying, and I'm thinking, he's saying, I went 1,000 miles in 10 minutes or whatever, in 2,000 miles in 10 hours, okay?
Yeah.
Now, see, he's coming from a place where there's no time, where with us, our world is based on a linear progression of this happens after this and then after this, after everything is a linear progression, right? And I'm thinking there have been anomalies, right, for me that didn't happen, and it kind of freaked me out. So you only allow so much of that to be experienced because it offends you or offends me.
The non-linearity things happen a few times. You'll admit that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So what I'm thinking is, okay, let's just go by what Ion said. This is actually what I'm saying. I could actually think, okay, that could be true because a person will only allow themselves to experience what, you know, the rules and regulations of the labyrinth of their mind. And sometimes it just seems ridiculous to me what he's saying. And this is just too much. It's too far. It's too ridiculous. But then at the same time, there are anomalies that happen in your life, in your world, that you just can't explain. They may not be as dramatic, but I'm thinking maybe that's only because the labyrinth of your mind will give you a little bit, right? Maybe not 1,000 miles, but 100 miles. Or
I think you told me that your wife used to report experiences with you that you had no memory of. Remember?
Yeah, all the time. She would just be emphatic that she tells me these things. And I'm like, no, you didn't. It never happened. She would say, she told me this or this happened. I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. It didn't happen. But I remember one time I came home, and I was actually in a good mood. I thought I was in a good mood. And I walk in the door, and it wasn't just her. It was all of them. It was her girls. And when I looked at them, it was the look that was on their face. It's like, what's the matter with you? And they fucking attacked me, right?
They attacked you?
Well, verbally. It would be like, let's say I was in a real bad mood, right? And I walk in the house and I just start yelling and screaming and there's a big fight. That was their response to me. But see, my experience was, I was actually in a good mood. I walk in the house and they're like, what's the matter with you? Oh, we could just tell by the way you look, you're violence or something, right? And I'm like, what in the fuck are you guys talking about? You know, I'm in a good mood. It didn't take very long. It shifted, but I'm like, it was anomalies like that. I just didn't get, I don't know what the hell was going on. It's like when I walked in, they're looking at me when I walk in, but what they're seeing is not my experience of myself.
Right.
That's the only way I know how to explain. I have this experience of myself, right? I'm in a good mood. I'm like, okay, everything's good. But I walk in, when I look at them, and then when they start verbalizing to me, it's just completely, totally different from my experience. And it's like, how can it be that far off? It's just weird.
If Ion's operating from eternity, which we're neophytes in thinking and recalling, from a huge eternal position, everything has happened already. Everything possible can happen. That I am talking from the eternal level, that you're flipping things and all that. But there's no way it's happening in the little man's one life situation.
And that point right there, Bob, it would serve everybody well that when you engage with Ion, is to kind of keep that in mind. Okay, Ion could be looking at umpteen versions of you.
Yeah.
He's looking at you with no time. So when you go to develop something, this is where you got to keep it very straight and very clear, because it will get tangled up. Like, I'm listening to the session, right? And I'm like, after a little bit, it gets all messed up, tangled up. And
because I'm operating from the little man position, trying to make it fit with a limited experience and forgetting that no one sleeps and that it's eternal. vast eternal situation where you can actually create situations where you're in one world and dreaming about another world, and actually, since the dreaming is not sleeping, see, what I didn't get during that is that dreaming isn't like unconscious having a fantasy. Dreaming is walking around in another world because you're not traditionally sleeping. You know, we think we go unconscious and dream. You're walking into another world when you're sleeping.
I wouldn't even say that. You don't even have to necessarily go to another world. You can, I mean, let's keep it in this world versus being asleep. I've told you, I thought it was about the brainwave frequency, right?
Yeah.
It's your brainwave frequencies, what you're doing. Because he can say, okay, see, Bob, I'm talking to you right now on the phone. I say, I'm asleep. So then you say, does that mean that Brian's brainwave frequencies talking to you on the phone right now, if I was hooked to an EEG machine, right, it would say, look, this guy's in lucid dreaming sleep, according to his brainwaves. But yet here he is. I'm looking at him. We're talking, you know, doing whatever. I'm thinking that's what I'm saying when you're awake.
Yeah, let me tell the audience. In the private sessions, Brian was told never go to the hospital if he could help it. Because for some reason they're testing him, and they test his brainwaves, they'll find it's all backwards and mixed up, and they will keep him in the hospital because they would think, concluding the frequencies are so weird, that he can't function. So you would take that seriously and not get in the hospital.
Well, I don't go anyway.
Yeah. You wouldn't even test it. But another person being told that might say, well, no, I've got to go to the hospital. But anyway, it's not a problem for you. But that is where the brainwave point is being said that you're making. It would be noticed on the instruments.
Yeah.
And this thing about you coming in backwards, we didn't understand until later about actually when you parallel world, you have to know that it flips. You go from one world, it flips, and then when you come back, it flips. You somehow got mixed up, and you flipped and didn't flip the way you normally should.
Something like that.
When you go to another world, it reverses. You have to know that's going to happen. And he's saying that you came back here, it didn't do the reverse. You remained reversed from the previous world's position.
That's what he says.
Ion seems to be exaggerating the definite anomalies you've had.
Even in my sessions, when he would say, you know, 1,000 miles, I don't know about no 1,000 miles, but like I told you, there was one time I left Minneapolis, Minnesota. I got just south of Minneapolis, and it was like I tuned out, and I didn't know nothing. Or I was in another world, and when I came back to, quote, let's say, this world, driving again, I was fucking just north of Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm like, it freaked me out, because that's 100 miles. It's like I told you, I fucking pulled over, stopped my truck, and I walked around my fucking truck to make sure everything, you know, all the fenders are on it. It's like, because I have no idea how the last thing I remember was leaving Minneapolis, and then the next thing I remember, I'm coming into Des Moines, Iowa. And that's not the only place this happens. It's happening in other places. It used to happen a lot. It doesn't hardly happen to me that much anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's the part. Since the RNA drops, Brian doesn't have this underlay of confusion going on. That's changed in him.
How would you explain it to other people, or did you just not know what was going on?
I would explain it like this. I'm sure everybody that's drove, you know, you're driving down the road and you kind of like go into a trance, right? You might go a little ways. You can call it a trance. You can call it daydreaming. But you're just not actually aware of your, we'll say, physical surroundings as you're driving. You're not aware of it. And then all of a sudden you'll come back and you might be only a few miles. It might be 5-10 miles. But when it's 100 or 150 miles, that was a big fucking deal for me. I was like, wow. And there's been other times. I went through a city one time, and it was a place I'm very familiar with. Go through there a lot of time. And there's like 20 or 30 stoplights you got to go through. I don't remember none of it. I was north of the city. I remember that. And the next thing I know, I'm clear on the other side, south of the city, on the interstate. And I was like, what the fuck happened? This is a city. I'd have to go through stoplights and stop and this. And I don't remember none of it.
Let's go listen. I think it's 25 minutes left.
We thought he started in another world.
Okay.
That he had no substance or origins here. You're saying that's not true. He did have his origins here.
He did travel as a baby.
Did he have his origins here? I mean, we're just trying to establish where
he started here in this plane of existence.
When did that happen?
When he was born.
Was he born 40 years ago?
No, actually, he's a little bit older than he
that's just a few years. So he was born in the 20th century. Can we?
Yeah.
Okay. He's born in the 20th century. Then what happened?
Then he went to another world.
At what age did he go to another world?
2 months and one day.
And then what happened?
And then when he had his experience at, what did he say, age? We don't know time, but it was 13 or 14. Or
right, right. It's later point.
At a later point, before puberty, and all of a sudden he realized everything was upside down.
He's a baby in the other world. Did he stay in the other world?
No.
Oh, he went
back here.
The baby, 2 years old, he goes to the other world. He's only over there for some, and he came back, and he grew up in this world.
No, he did not. He stayed in that world until he was 13 years old.
Okay, that's what, see, you're saying what I thought you were saying. You're saying that he left this world.
Yeah.
And he went and grew up from 2 to 13 in another world.
Yeah.
Okay. He then realized something. I don't know how he... No. Can you tell me how he realized something?
No, no. He just thought it was odd that what he was living there wasn't what he understood. Everything was...
How would he know that? He grows up from 2 to 13. It's all normal to him. How could he find it odd? He doesn't know anything different.
Many times human creators find things that are odd and different.
At 2 years old, he slips into another world. And
Two months old,
he slips into another world. Did he experience the parents that he slipped from?
Not exactly.
Did his parents in this world that he slipped away from at 2 months, did they know he slipped away?
Yes.
How did they experience that?
All of a sudden there was no baby.
So Brian's parents lost their baby.
He went on a milk carton, we're sure.
That must have been pretty upsetting to them, right?
Certainly was.
The parents experienced the loss of their baby. Now, he's in another world having parents and growing up.
From a mother who had the baby who wasn't pregnant.
How would he know there was a problem?
It's not a problem.
Okay, but you implied there was. You said he got confused or something.
He had the anomaly, and he said, this ain't right. I ain't having this.
I want to know how he knew that.
Well, he just knew that it was odd. He knew it was
how
odd.
Early did he get that?
13 years
okay,
old.
Okay, good, good. We've established, now that he, from 2 months in the other world, 2 months to 13, everything was normal.
And then all of a sudden, he had a change. Something went crossed in the world he was in. And so he said, enough. And so he found his way back to this world where he started.
I'm interested in how he got back at the age of 13, how he tricked himself.
He didn't trick himself. He just opened the portal and came back through, and he remembered because he left patterns when he was 2 months old when he went.
So he, at 13 years old, realized he'd been in another world.
Yep.
I'm interested in what triggered him in the other world at the age of 13 to realize something was screwed up.
The anomalies that were showing up in his changing of his meat sack body felt he didn't belong in this world, which is what he's saying now.
The changes in his body at puberty over there...
Pre-puberty.
Made him think there was something off about it.
Something was bad wrong.
And why did he perceive that?
Why did he perceive that? Let's see. Things weren't working for him. Things didn't meet for him. He didn't feel any connection to the world that he was in.
Why wouldn't they feel connected? Is it because his real self was over here or something?
No, it was just the anomaly that he couldn't connect. It seemed for him, in that other world, his life seemed like a dream.
When you parallel world at 2 months to another world, that's not dreaming.
It's not dreaming.
You're just having a good time in another world. It's no big deal. You don't even notice you've slipped. So we're trying to figure out why he would notice something, because everything is normal. And there shouldn't be any problem, because he slipped to that world. There should be no...
There wasn't.
So what made him think there was, and what was it that made him think there was an encounter?
Because he thought he was asleep. He thought it was a dream. He thought the world that he had gone to, not slipped to, gone to, he felt as if odd. It didn't sync up. He wanted a different
world. Well, we have to establish why. Look, people can go to other worlds. Why did he think it was odd?
Because it was just in his connection with his meat sack and his non-physical to him in the labyrinth of his
mind. He took his meat sack to another world. No problem. Yeah. You function in the other world.
No problem. But the mind's working on a different set of progressive or sometimes unprogressive thoughts to the point where it's like, wait, this can't be right. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it ain't right.
Is it not right because the mind's working with the idea there are not parallel worlds?
apparently, and, oh, okay. and any other extreme that you want to add to it. Okay. So then he leaves that world for the reason that he would state that he didn't have a connection.
The baby at 2 months old is pretty knowledgeable and says, I want out of here, and goes to another world. For some reason, the baby didn't like it. 2 months here, that's enough. I'm going to another world. Knows it's dying that, wants to be in the other world, and everything's cool. No problems will show up. But for some reason, Brian got himself aware of a problem at 13. I'm interested in how he got into that, thinking there was a problem.
It didn't work for him.
Is there a reason why it didn't work for him?
Nope.
So he unfortunately...
It's not unfortunate.
No, for him. He woke up at 13 in his mind, and not woke up, won't say that. He thought there was a problem, and he said, I'm getting out of here. How do you know where to go?
He left his symbols. He left the way he left the first time in his non-physical.
Okay, his knowing. Tomb itself is very knowing. There knows how to parallel world, knew how to
it
do
is
it.
With everybody.
Okay,
it's
and did best. It, and then knew how to get back once he thought that he should get back.
He did, but now the reason that he left was because his world in that other world seemed like a dream.
Okay, what world is he in to begin this thought? He's in the other world, 2 to 13, right?
Yeah, 2 months to 13.
And then what'd you say? It started to seem like a dream?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Why would it seem like a dream? It's normal.
Because it's not. Oh, for him, it was not. That's what you're saying is the anomaly or the problem.
No, he woke up to the fact, hey, I came from another world.
No,
I didn't feel that.
He
just started thinking he was dreaming for some reason.
He thought he was dreaming, and so he says, I can't do this. I mean, this is a dream. So he comes back to this world.
No. So he says, I dream. I'm going to go to where the body is that's dreaming. So he imagines it's here, and he comes here, and he's in the body that's dreaming.
He has to logically work it out that way. That's okay. We'll go with that. That's okay. So he comes back here. But then guess what? He finds out 1 second after he gets back here that this is the actual dream, and he's lived in this dream for 40 years.
Oh, so when he comes back, he realizes that he was not dreaming in the world he came from, but in this world that he came back to, he's dreaming.
He's like what they say when a baby mixes up their days.
No, I don't want to hear that. So he fucked himself up. He thought he was dreaming. No, he didn't solve his problem, sorry. He was probably dreaming over there, comes over here, and figures out that he's over here, and then decides this is a dream. Is that what you're saying?
He doesn't figure it out, but it is a dream. That's the point.
He's trying to get away from the feeling of dreaming, which is happening in the world. And he comes here, does he feel that he's dreaming? Just tell me, does he feel that he's dreaming? Does he think he solved the problem? Good, I'm here, I'm not dreaming.
Correct.
How the hell does dreaming come into it? Because he's here, it's no problem.
Because he really can't connect here, because his every waking moment is when he's asleep, and his every sleep.
Okay, how does that happen? When he's in the other world, 2 to 13, everything's normal. Why does it become a problem when he comes over here?
It's not a problem. His solution to his object of understanding there was he has no connection, and he feels like that world is a dream.
So he comes over here to solve it.
Give a correction, yes.
And why doesn't it work?
Because the reason that he left was because that world was a dream. So he comes back to this world, and guess what? It turns into a real live dream.
How did that happen? Why would that happen?
Because of the reason why he left that world the first time.
This world?
No, that world. The reason he left that world is because he didn't have connection.
And it seemed like a dream. And he comes over here to solve it. And he
turns into a dream.
And he thinks he solved it.
He did.
But why did it turn into a dream? Is it got something to do with the fucking problem in the other world?
That's the reason. Looking for a reason.
No. He came over here, and for some bizarre reason, he didn't solve his problem.
He did. He worked it out in his mind.
He's dreaming. In his mind over there, he's dreaming. And he wasn't over there. He wasn't dreaming over there.
He wasn't.
And so he wants to escape this illusion that he's dreaming over there.
He did.
And you solve it by creating more of the problem.
That's the way you humans do it.
You don't want something, you get it. He didn't want to experience life as a dream. For some crazy reason, he got that notion that it was a dream. Now, which we have to figure out why he felt that he was dreaming. Is there a reason why he felt he was dreaming?
It didn't sync up for him.
In other words, it's all in his own reality, the reason. You don't know it. We don't know it. He just made himself feel that way. In his individual sovereignty, he made that reality that he was dreaming over there.
And then that reality Ati came with him into this world.
So when he came over here, he thought he solved the problem. It was all solid, but he's really dreaming. Right. As life unfolds from that 13 on, he starts that unpleasant notion that he didn't solve the problem. He actually created it, starts to get into his mind.
Pretty much. But then he has no recollection of his younger days because they weren't experienced here in this world.
Right.
All right, now he's trying to understand why he can't have a relationship.
He came over here and created. Is it like his thought, his subconscious, you have to call it subconscious, his unconscious thought, tried to solve this problem in the other world that he was dreaming. So he comes over and he's fucked himself because he's created a dream, okay? But he didn't know that's what you do to yourself when you try to solve a problem. You create a worse problem, basically. So he came over here and he's dreaming, and his mind or his being made it a fact that it was a dream.
It became the conclusion.
But it was not what he wanted, but he fucked up because he wanted something. And,
well, and then he's working through it.
Okay, so then he's dreaming. Oh, he's over here dreaming. Now, because he's dreaming here, in the experience of this dream here, when he thinks he's sleeping, he's not. When he thinks he's awake, he's not. He's sleeping.
Mm-hmm, right.
Then it comes into how we experience him. I don't know how we even know he's here. Why is he here from our perspective? It's only in his perspective. It's a dream here. He's not even, doesn't even know it's a dream. He, in fact, is a dream. He does not know that, and we don't know that. The teachers notice he's sleeping and drooping, not paying attention. They just think he's a tired kid. So when the teachers experience him, he was dreaming. You agree with that? He was asleep in his terms.
Yeah, and they gave him such a hard time, but yet he could always do the test.
But how come... And how come we even experience him, since he, in his world, is dreaming?
Because there's no difference between the sleep state and the wake state.
In all humans?
In all humans.
We're not going to sleep. We're checking out.
That's right.
And we're still conscious.
That's how people can astral project in their sleep state.
You're doing that basically all the time. You don't go to sleep. You don't go to sleep in our terms, but you do need to check out of this world.
Disconnect from your
to disconnect. Okay, got that.
That's great, because now then that's provable by your theta waves and your beta waves and your alpha waves that they can gauge you.
Now, he's here in a dream. He doesn't require disconnecting. This is all a dream, but he doesn't know that.
Correct.
So he has to experience.
But he says he goes days without sleeping.
Occasionally he does require disconnection, right?
He's like, well, I can't do this when I'm good, so I'll check out for a little bit.
And he thinks he's sleeping.
Right, which is actually awake.
What's odd is how does the teachers and his wife experience like we did? We experienced him.
And right, they've been finagged, and therefore they had to get a divorce.
Yeah, no, we experienced him. Have a reading. He had a reading from his perspective when he disconnected and dreamed. You see, I'm trying to figure why we even experience him. If I think that he's sleeping and dreaming, that's the wrong way to think of it. We experience him because everybody's experienceable forever because they don't go to sleep. They do check out every now and then. Okay.
That's right. And then go to other places.
So that's why if I got rid of the concept that I needed so many hours of sleep every night, I just say, no, I'll check out when I want to check out. Then I could exactly. I could go for 5 days.
And you have done nearly that lately.
I don't sleep as much anymore.
Very good, very good.
But whereas Carolyn has a concept that she requires a... She could
it's
stay,
a rule.
Yeah, it's a rule. If she replaced that rule, she could stay up late like me.
If she wanted to, but she doesn't even want to. She doesn't even want to be as awake as long as...
Because she likes to check out.
And she likes to get up ahead of you so she can get her stuff done without your interaction.
Let's not use the term sleeping and dreaming. He checks out every now and then.
Yes.
But he's sort of here. You're calling that a dream. See, I'm sort of erasing the term sleeping and waking.
Yeah, because it was a point of confusion.
Right. But if we get those terms, then it doesn't mean anything to say he's dreaming here.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no such thing, because nobody dreams. You just are here or check out.
Well, but you're going to undo more than you're going to do. Your words are okay, but there are dynamics, because there's REM sleep and non-REM sleep. So there's degrees of checking out. Doesn't matter. You're just making the point. So 6 months from now, when you go,
No. So there is gradation depending on how you gauge it.
And then sometimes you get up and you go, oh, I had a restless night's sleep. Well, what does that mean? You slept and you rested, but you didn't rest because it was restless without rest. You
but the point is, forget those terms. You were very busy in their disconnected state, and you feel tired.
Maybe.
When you wake up.
That's correct.
So Brian is, there's something different about what he's doing to himself. He created all that.
Yes, of course.
I'm still trying to figure out, I know his wife, when he thinks he's dreaming, she's interacting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's awake and he thinks he's awake, she's interacting with him. No, she didn't see him.
Right, she's asleep.
So we have these concepts of dreaming, sleeping, and waking, and trying to apply it to the fact Brian had a reading with us. And it's difficult using the sleeping, waking, dreaming nomenclature, which is confuses us because it's not sort of real.
Well, that's because it's a binomial nomenclature. That's why it's confusing to you.
He has these confusions, too. He calls it dreaming, sleeping. He thinks he's sleeping.
Anomaly.
Okay, so we experienced him have a reading. He didn't experience the same way. He dreamt it. He projected to us. He disconnected from his meat sack to experience us.
Why would you say that?
Well, if he's dreaming, he dreamt he interacted with us. Dreaming right. means you disconnect. You go off to a parallel world, disconnect from your meat sack.
Okay. That's astral projection, but you can just have a dream. You still have
You can still have a dream, so...
Yeah.
So we need to disconnect.
Yes.
To have a dream, different levels of REM, or not, or to parallel world. There are different things you do when you disconnect.
Okay, different things you can do. But if you go to a parallel world, you can still sleep, you can still wake, you can still dream, you can still function. Because that perception, see, that you're engaging, all of this conversation is about is Bob, or Ion, how do I get Bob to understand, or get, or overlay that the only issue of the question comes from his construct within the labyrinth of his mind. If he can just take it and go, oh, yeah, that's what that is, then it's no contest and it's all good and it's all done. Then he can go to the beach, call it a day. But if you have to convince Bob's labyrinth of Bob's mind of how this application applies to the labyrinth of the mind, then it does get to be quite sticky. And
why I'm so concerned about it.
Sure, because it's like, I've got it, my meat sack's got it, my non-physical's got it, now I can't get it past my damn mind.
And then I tell other minds, and they get confused by it.
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
That's right, I don't know what I'm talking about. But it sounds real to them, because within our own respective confusions, I'm talking language that communicates something. Even though we don't know what we're talking about, we do think we have meaning in what we're saying to each other. So I'm confused, I pass on the confusion. The thing is, everybody has rules. This is a demonstration in this session of a human being trying to make sense within the rules of his mind, okay? Of an experience, something about a Brian showed up who's apparently defined differently. So I'm trying to work it out. And everybody's working out their rules like what I'm just demonstrating the last 3 hours.
And some do and some don't. If they don't have those rules,